The selection was made on our personal choice, knowing their works, knowing their personally, and of course liking their understanding and interest in researching and diving into sound art or radio art fields. 7 curators that prepared selections for Radio Art Space Exhibition worked totally independent from their own perspective and professional references. We almost had no guidance except for maximum total time of selected works was set around 3 to 4 hours, and that they are free to choose either from submissions from Radio Zona Open Call, inviting their own artist to the project, or choosing their own. All printed materials, curator statements, can be found on Radio Zona site at www.radiozona.si, where you can preview all texts about works, curators, artists, descriptions and CVs, photos and some video documentation. Radio Art Space Exhibition in Ljubljana, on air, on stream and in situ, featured 42 artists and 46 audio works in duration of around 21 hours. So the selection for Kunstradio broadcast was very hard to make. First, we decided to include only shorter pieces, since we did not want to do any fade-outs. And second, to select works that are based around diversity of artistic radiophonic perception, distribution, recordings of various radio bands that are combined in a spatial sound element and that are also linked to the space, location, distance of perception.
I particularly prefer radio art that cross locative media artworks. For example, I'm very happy with workshop Blitz by Thorsten Michelsen that we did within Radio Art Space project. Together with workshop participant, we locally kidnap FM frequency in most busy crossroad in Ljubljana at 3:30 afternoon when main news from national radio is in program. So all drivers that listen radio news on this particular crossroad were interrupted with our audio file. On exhibition documentation video of this action were present. Radio artworks means for me the possibility to produce contemporary visual art in interdependent relation with audio techniques. Techniques based on sound and transmission is for me just a way to produce visual art. And on the other way, I'm particularly interested in a way of listening. Ask a question, what listening as exception artworks in nowadays means? How to view and experience a perception of sound art and radio art works? With the project Radio Art Space, we focus on radio as space for exhibited artworks. So my interest in radio is an option that FM frequency is understood as space where artwork can be present and produced. One would take radio transmission because this is only way, the only tool to produce particular artwork. This is a far away of common and general accepted opinion that radio can only work as a media or even more as a PR communication tool. But artworks can use the generally opinion and become more visible, more widely available.